Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Paramo Re Tama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hethi Dava Avatara Patita Pavana Hethi Dava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napae Beara Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Ron, who put the words up? Ron. Kripa Bala Kana Koro Ami Bara Duki Daya Kara Sita Pati Adwaita Gosai Dava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai Ahasarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhakta Durga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamada Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya kara mare. All glorious to some abilities, all glorious to some abilities, all glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Devan. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. Anajnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chaksurunditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svaparantikam nama om krishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale srimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti ramane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishitarani Panchakalpa-tiribhascha kripa-sindhavi-avacha tatitanam pavanibhyo-vaishnavibhyo-namo-namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we're continuing our chat, reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, chapter 20, the Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami, text 373-374. Jnana Shakti Adi Kalaya. Yatra Bhishto Janardana. Yatra Bhishto Janardana.
Yatra Bhishto Janardana.
Saabesha Nigajante.
Saabesha Nigajante.
Taavesha Nigajante.
Taavesha Nigajante.
Jiva Eva Mahatma.
Jiva Eva Mahatma.
Jiva Eva Mahatma. Translation. Whenever the Lord is present in someone by portions of his various potencies, the living entity representing the Lord is called Shakyavish Avatar. That is, an incarnation invested with special power. Purport. This verse is found in Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1.18. Text 374. Vibhuti kahiye ayache gita ekadashe.
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 Jagat. Jagat Vyapila Krishna Shakya. Let's see. Jagat Vyapila Krishna Shakya Basa Vishay.
Jagat Vyapila Krishna Shakya
Basa Vishay. Jagat Vyapila Krishna Shakya Basa Vishay. Excuse me, my eye is not working. Vibhuti kahi ajayate gita ekadashe.
Vibhuti kahi ajayate gita ekadashe.
Jagatvyapila Krishna Shakya Bhasaveshe.
Jagatvyapila Krishna Shakya Bhasaveshe.
Go ahead.
Vibhuti
kahiye jayache
gita ekadashe.
Vibhuti kahiye jayache
gita
ekadashe.
Jagat vyapila Krishna shakti
avasaveshe. Jagat vyapila Krishna shakti avasaveshe. Avasaveshe.
Vibhuti
kahiye jayache gita ekadashe. Vibhuti kahiye jayache. Vibhuti.
Vibhuti.
Special power.
Special power.
Kahiye.
Kahiye.
We say.
We
say. Jaiche.
Jaiche.
Just like.
Just like.
Gita.
Gita.
Of Bhagavad Gita.
Ekadashe.
Ekadashe. In the 11th chapter.
In the
11th chapter.
Jagat.
Throughout the whole universe.
Throughout the whole universe.
Vyapila.
Vyapila.
He expanded.
He expanded.
Krishna Shakti Abhasa Abheshe. By the reflection of his power. Just in line with what I was thinking to speak about today. We're dependent on Krishna in all ways. Translation. As explained in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through specific powers known as vibhuti. Prabhupada, this expansion of specific Maya powers is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.39. So these are, first purport, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this verse is found in Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1.18. So 1.18 Lagu Bhagavatamrita is that same verse. Maybe it's a little bit different kind of translation. It says 1.18, it says definition of Avesh. Exalted jivas empowered by the Lord with portions of his power such as knowledge are called Avesh forms. So the commentary is there, I think, by Baladeva Vijayabhushan. It says, this verse describes the Avesh form. Kalaya means by apart. So, somewhere I read that there are two different types of, or was that here? Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's two forms of Shaktivesh avatars. One is the Avesh and one is called the Vibhuti, which are described in these two verses that we have today. Shakti Avesh is at, means, Shakti means potency, the power of the Lord. And Vibhuti also is a type of power. Some subtle differences perhaps may be there. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada says how people, he talked about the atheists, he said, wow, where do you get the power to say that there's no God? How your speaking power. We had opportunities just now. I couldn't see in front of my face. The words don't usually have trouble like this. And we had problems. Other problems were there. How simple things curtail the power of walking. You can see persons there. So. Anyway, whatever power is there, whatever ability that has as man, Krishna says, Purusham Nishu, that he is the ability in man. Some of these descriptions are there. Shaktivish avatars, we had, that goes on in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Next text, it gives examples. It says, text 19 of Lagu Bhagavatamrita says, examples. This is concerning the Shaktivesh avatars. Examples existing even in Vaikuntha are Shesha, Narada, and the Kumaras. These are described in the story of Asura in the 10th canto. Thus, the three forms of Krishna have been described. That's three forms going back to the Shamsa, Tadikamsa, Tadikatna Rupa. Tadikatna Rupa, two forms, Vilas and Samsa. So, anyway, the Shaktivesh avatars, it means the empowered living entities are described. Some examples are given, Shesha, Narada, and the Kumaras. There's a footnote for the Kumaras. It says, these are Avesh forms in the spiritual world. There are also Avesh avatars who appear in the material world. And in the commentary it says, the Avesh of Shesha, however, refers not to the form which acts as Vishnu's bed, but the other form which supports the universe. There's a footnote to that, it says, Shesha acting as the bed of Vishnu is not a jiva, but Shesha who holds up the worlds on his hood is a jiva. He is described in Lagga Bhagavatam, Bhagavatamrita 1.462. The three forms mentioned are Swayamrupa, Tadikatma Rupa, Vilasan Swamsa, and Avesh. Swayamrupa is the third. Swayamrupa. So these are, we're having quite technical different types of avatars, the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have been described in this 20th chapter. Not the whole chapter, but a big portion now we've been hearing about the different forms of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, he's unlimited in all respects. We can't, in every respect, Krishna is completely unlimited and beyond our power of estimation. Atashri Krishna Namadi. Even the mind, Pantastu Koti Satyavatsara Sampraganyo, even the mind, you can think about Krishna and try to understand him. He's called Achintya Gochara. You can't understand Krishna by your mental speculation or any type of material sense. Your mind, your ears, your nose, your, of course, hearing. That is a different point if you hear from the proper sources, Shruti. Shruti is the only possible way of understanding the Lord by Shruti. We have hearing from the proper sources. So anyway, it goes on. In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through special powers known as vibhuti. So Srila Prabhupada points out that this, the explanation of specific maya powers is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.39, so we should read that. That word vibhuti comes there. Actually, no, that's in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Many times Krishna mentions vibhuti. So Bhagavatam says, at the beginning of creation, there are Penance, myself, Brahma, and the Prajapatis, the great sages who generate. Then, during the maintenance of the creation, there are Lord Vishnu, the demigods with controlling powers, and the kings of different planets. But at the end, there is irreligion, and then Lord Shiva and the atheists, full of anger, etc. All of them are different representative manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Power, the Lord. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains a little bit more. It says, the material world is created by the energy of the Lord, which is manifested in the beginning of the creation by the penance of Brahmaji, the first living being in the creation. And then there are the nine Prajapatis, known as great sages. In the stage when the creation is maintained, there are devotional service to Lord Vishnu, a factual religion, the different demigods, and the kings of different planets who maintain the world. At last, when the creation is preparing to wind up, there is first the principle of irreligion, then Lord Shiva, along with the atheists, full of anger. But all of them are but different manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahadev, Shiva, are different incarnations of the different modes of material nature. Vishnu is the Lord of the mode of goodness, Brahma is the Lord of the mode of passion, and Shiva is the Lord of the mode of ignorance. Ultimately, the material creation is but a temporary manifestation meant to give the chance of liberation to the conditioned souls who are entrapped in the material world and one who develops the mode of goodness under the protection of Lord Vishnu has the greatest chance of being liberated by following the Vaishnava principles and thus being promoted to the kingdom of God, no more to return to this miserable material world. So all these different living entities everyone is actually dependent on the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada also quoted, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Lord. And furthermore, it says, yo eko, what is that, chaitana, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam yo vididati kanam. That this is the difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. One of the differences is that the living entities are dependent. Eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. Whatever our desires are, we're not independent in fulfilling them. Whatever we have desire, just like we have desire to read, or we have desire to walk something, we have desire to speak, we're not independent. That power is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he can also take it away immediately. Just like we have examples, are there, there is one of these Shaktivish avatars, prominent Shaktivish avatars, was Parashuram. And Parashuram, when he heard this, Ramchandra had broken the bow of Lord Shiva, he heard that sound, that breaking of the bow. He came there, and immediately he came and said, what is this? How have you broken this bow? You don't know, understand who, what bow this is? How dare you do such things? And so he challenged him to see, I have this bow. Sometimes it's called the bow of Vishnu, it's called Vaishnav bow. And he told him, he take this bow and see if you can string this bow. And Lord Ramchandra took the bow and strung it very quickly, and he took an arrow from the hands of Parashuram, and he put the arrow to the bow. And when a Kshatriya has like that weapon prepared to use it, then he has to use it. And he says that, now where I'll put that weapon? And he challenged Parashuram. He says, I wish to vanquish your free movement earned by austerities and your unrivaled dominion over earth. You cannot blame me for this. This was found in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when in the pastimes of Nityananda, when he was a young boy, he used to play with his friends. So Nityananda was none other than Lakshman. So he understood this pastime. So he told Parashuram in this way, that you've performed great austerities, you've become very powerful, you've dominated the Kshatriyas 21 times, but now this is all finished. And this power was taken from Parashuram, just like that. Similarly, Arjun, who I haven't seen directly called a Shaktivish avatar, but he was empowered by the Supreme Lord. We're all empowered by the Supreme Lord, even to, like we said, even to walk or talk or read. Some people are not able to read. So everyone is empowered by the Supreme Lord. So Arjun, he was especially empowered to kill all the Kshatriyas. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachan. Krishna specifically empowered that you be my instrument to kill all these demoniac kings. So same time he had that bow, and actually it's very nicely described by my notes I got. They all go very quickly. But it's described how, Arjuna, that was in the 15th chapter, he's describing to Yudhishthira Maharaj about how, I got the verse here. It says, it's a very nice verse. Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhu Rupine. Says, I've been cheated. He's talking to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Vanchito means cheated. Vanchitoham Aham Maharaj. So he's telling, I've been cheated, Maharaj. Harina, who cheated him? Harina Bandhu Rupina. That the Supreme Lord, Hari, in the form of my friend, Yena me aparitam tejo deva mishvap vishmapanam mahat. He says that I had such power, my Gandiva Bo had such power that they brought me to the heavenly planets to defeat these Nikata, what is it, Nikata Devakas? Some Nivata Kavachas or something, some demons were there, some, they were, demigods were having some difficulties. So Indra brought Arjuna there to help with the battles and like that. So Deva Mishmapanam, they were amazed by the power of Arjuna. But that power was taken away. And immediately when Krishna departed from this world, then all his powers were also gone, and he was defeated by some cowherd men who he was protecting, the queens of Lord Krishna. After Krishna's departure, he was protecting the queens, and some cowherd men came and took them, defeated Arjuna. Of course, that was some story behind that also, how these queens were cursed and then benedicted by Ashtavakra Muni, and Krishna came himself in the form of those cowherd men. But Arjuna, he felt that his powers have all gone. Because it says in the purport, because those powers, they weren't necessary for going back to Godhead, which was his business at that time. He finished up the battle of Kurukshetra, he defeated all the kings, demoniac kings, and his business now of Vinashaya Chaduskritam, that was finished, so his business was to go back home, back to Godhead. And so, yeah, Mata Smritir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. That's our gift given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gives that power, knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance. These are not, some definition is given. Incarnation. Are directly empowered, and vibhutis are indirectly empowered. So, Bhagavad Gita chapter 11 is, says there, as explained in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, vibhuti kahiye jayache gita ekadashi, 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that describes how Krishna has spread himself all over the universe. So first thing he says, I think, is Atma Bhuta Kesha. Where is that? So everybody should go through that 11th chapter. That's not the, that's the universal form. That's interesting. Vibhuti Yogam is in the 10th chapter, no? Anyway, Krishna shows his universal form in the 11th chapter. What is it? Vibhuti, huh? Vibhuti's 10th chapter, but here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ekadashi, Krishna spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through specific powers known as Vibhuti. Universal form, of course, is Vibhuti is also what?
Arjuna said that he spelled Arjuna says it.
In the 11th chapter? Yeah?
I don't remember the number.
It's interesting though, because 10th chapter is called Vibhuti Yoga. And,
yeah.
And so, anyway, in the 10th chapter is there, it's described that I think Krishna says Atma.
Aham Atma Buddha Kesha.
Is that? Huh?
Aham Atma Buddha Kesha.
Aham Atma. Atma-gudakesha, yeah.
Sarva-bhutasya-astitaha.
Ham-atma-gudakesha. This first thing I think he says, talks about, is that I'm the Atma. So the Atma, that Atma is there in every living entity. This is the living entity is Atma. So the Buddhists say, they say it like that, ahimsa paramo dharma, that one should not envy other living entities, because that is the first qualification for someone who is cultivating spiritual life. Paramo nimratsaranam sitam. Ahimsa is sometimes used as for envy, and matsara, near matsara means without envy. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the second verse, paramo nirmatsaranam sitam, that the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are non-envious. And like I said, himsa is also sometimes used. Himsa has two different English translations. You can say violence or envy. And basically they mean the same thing, because if you're violent against another living entity, this is a result of envy. Envy means you want to harm that living entity. So in the 10th chapter, etam vibhutam vibhutim yogam cha mama yogiti tatvata. So envy is such a bad thing that I found when I was researching, I came across something that just like, wow, what's that? This Srila Prabhupada talks about how there's many envious persons in the dress of Vaishnavas in this Krishna consciousness movement. That is in the Madhya Lila, first chapter, 218. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they're getting the mercy of the Lord. And all the devotees there were very happy, because that is the nature of the Vaishnavas. When someone gets the mercy of the Lord, Vaishnava is meant to be happy. So Vaishnava is paradukaduki. That is the qualification. Krimpambudhi, the ocean of mercy. Devotees, actual Vaishnavas are meant to, their purpose in life, they want to see sarve sukhino bhavantu. They want everyone to be happy. But they understand that happiness is not possible without Krishna consciousness. So that is the business of the Vaishnavas, to turn everyone to Krishna consciousness. And if someone is empowered, Srila Prabhupada, of course, he's talking not only about himself, but he had that experience that some persons that were in the dress of Vaishnavas, they saw that he was very successful in his mission, and there was some criticism. So that is not the business of a Vaishnava, to criticize others who are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. That is not the business of a real Vaishnava. But at the same time, one has to see, just like we had also experienced yesterday, one of our old friends telling us about one resident of Radhakund who's become deviated from path of what is called sadachar, path of proper activities. Briksha Maharaj gave that opportunity to Kali. Kali, in the 15th chapter, described Kali was beating a cow, and Briksha Maharaj was ready to kill him, and Kali surrendered to him. He said, "No, don't kill me, don't kill me. I surrender at your lotus feet." So Pariksit Maharaj's proper Kshatriya, he said, "Okay, but you can't stay in my kingdom. You're not allowed here." So Kali said, "No, your kingdom is throughout the whole world. You have to give me some place. I'm surrendered to you. You have to give me some place." He said, "Okay, Tutam panam striya shuna yatara dharmas chaturvida. Like that. You can have these four places. It's right there. Right there is described. Dutam, gambling, panam, intoxication, drinking, and striya, prostitution, and shuna, meat eating, killing animals, hamsa. So someone is engaged in such activities, it doesn't matter, he's in the holiest place, so-called staying in the holiest place. Radha Kund, Srila Prabhupada also said like that they're not living in Radha Kund, they're living in Narak Kund. Narak means hellish Kund. So it doesn't matter one's external situation. If he's engaged in activities that are not sanctioned in this, or that are opposed to yata dharma chaturvida, that where such activities adharma yatra, where adharma is going on, then that's the abode of Kali, and he can't make any good fortune in one situation like that. This is the not the activities of a Vaishnava. That was the first definition of a Vaishnava when Satyarat asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is a Vaishnava? He said, a satsanga tyaga e vaishnavachara. You have to give up non-devotees association. That means if someone is engaged in trying to enjoy his senses, well, the first thing of understanding is that we're not the body. I can't understand simple things of spiritual life if one thinks that he wants to enjoy his senses in this material world. Where's the question of spiritual life? There's no question. One has to at least come to that stage that theoretically has to understand it's not the body. If one cultivates the desire for sense gratification, where is the anyabhilashita shunyam? Anyabhilashita means other. Anya means other. Abhilash means desires. Shunyam means completely devoid. So what is that? Other desires means other desires than serving Krishna. If one has, if one has activities that are not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and engaging in such activities, then he can't make any advancement. What to speak of becoming intimate associate of Krishna, as their desire is. We've seen this when we were living in Vrindavan, that many people, they want to come to Vrindavan and they become immediately. So the point is that these vibhutis, we have to understand Krishna, how Krishna is spread throughout this universe. Rasoham apsukunteya. We have to understand how great Krishna is by his potencies, how he manifests himself in so many different things, that he's the sound, shabdike purusham, he's the ability in the man, he's the sound in ether, he's the taste of water, rasaham apsukunteya. What are the other vibhutis? You know some other vibhutis, Purusha? 10th chapter is there.
A light of the sun and the moon.
He said, he begins by saying, what is that? Maharshinam saptapurvi, Maharshaya saptapurvi, tatparo manavastata. And he's, huh?
7th
That was 7th chapter, yeah. 10th chapter is more like of the many hooded nagas I am missing. Huh? Weapons of the thunderbolt, the cows and the sarabi. Among the daicha demons, I am devoted Prahlad.
Yeah, so we should have to understand the power, the potencies of God before we can think about becoming very intimate associate of Krishna. We don't want to jump to become. As I was doing working on first volume of Madhya Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat, I mentioned is that ekare paka, the unripe jackfruit. Unripe jackfruit. Jackfruit is a nice fruit that can be used for sabji. It's a very nice sabji you can make with jackfruit. But when it's unripe, and when it's ripe, then you can eat it as a fruit. But if it's prematurely ripe, then it can't be used for either thing. So prematurely, if we want to become advanced devotees, that's not going to be useful. One can't get the fruit of one's endeavors. One has to be completely dependent. Matashmatir jnanam apoharam. We have to see that Krishna is, we're dependent in all. That is the qualification of the gopis. They were completely dependent on Krishna. That was described in the Upadeshamrita. You can read there how that is a qualification. So we want to become completely dependent on Krishna. Even our talking, reading, walking, it's not things. Devotee, he's completely, and if something comes unfavorable, some difficulties come, he feels that I deserve much worse, but Krishna is very kind. He's giving us, actually, he's kind, he gives us difficulties that can be seen in so many different ways, that he's showing that now I have opportunity to set example to other people how Krishna is so kind, that I'm taking this as Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada talks about how the Pandavas had so much difficulties, and he said that this is sometimes just like the mother teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So if someone takes some difficulties, if a devotee takes his difficulties as Krishna's mercy, that is good for the good example for other people to follow. Because especially in the material world, prakriti stani karshati, where everyone is struggling in this material world, janma mrityu jara vyadi, suffering in so many different ways, the adi bhautik, adi atmik, adi daivik kleshas. Kleshas are there at every step. Padam padam yadvi padam. Every step, so many difficulties are there. So Vaishnava, he shows how to accept those difficulties as Krishna's mercy. He shows that to the non-Vaishnavas. That is the devotees' glory. Pandavas, he showed how much troubles they went through. And they never lost their faith, and they became the greatest examples for us to follow. So we'll stop there if anybody has some comments or questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
How much God gives struggle or sanction, how much the devotee can handle, is there a correlation? Is there a bar section backing this? Many people claim, but I never saw. Many devotee claims, but I never found any bars. Can you help with that?
Many devotee claims.
Means God gives that much suffering that he can handle. Not more, not less.
Oh.
But where is the verse?
Where is the verse?
It's a good idea, but where is the reference?
Yes. I don't know. Well, you know, Krishna is This is the point that they were reading, Vibhuti Yoga, that Krishna empowers the devotees. Just like sometimes they say that Krishna, where is the order for becoming guru? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Amaragaya Guru Hai Tare Dush. He says, by my instruction you become guru. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that if someone receives instruction from the spiritual master, from Krishna, that automatically the potency to fulfill that instruction is given in the instruction itself. We have great examples in our early days of ISKCON, how devotees went out and distributed books. We can't imagine how they did so many books. Now, of course, there's some even that are doing even more wonderful activities in that regard. And this is all Krishna's mercy. There's another example is there, Madhavendra Puri, how the Anakuta festival took place. So much arrangements were performed in one day. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the purport, he says that people are amazed at how this Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world in 5 years. But what to speak of 5 years, in 5 days, anything is possible. So by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna is unlimited and he gives his devotees, just like Hanuman jumped over the ocean to reach Lanka and Ramchandra, he had to build the bridge. He gave Hanuman more power. So devotees can do very wonderful things if they have that faith. If they have, if they're doing for the right purpose. We've seen how they did such wonderful things. Huh? The specific verse, I have no idea. Huh? Tatena kampam susamikshamano.
Stay alive.
What? Yeah.
But the other compound that verse is that they tolerate. My question is how much?
Jiveta Yo Mukti Sade Padesa Dayabak, that they're qualified to be get that mercy if someone kills them. Yeah, one can be qualified if he just very good. Dridakuri, Dara Nityapai. You just grab hold of Lord Nityananda's feet, very determined. Dridakuri, very determinedly, you hold on to those lotus feet. Like that. Don't let go.
Like Satyananda Maharaj says, he will not give more than you can tolerate. Don't worry. I understand that.
Maybe I better ask him. He has some experience. All right, anything else? Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.